الحمد لله رب العالمين والعافية للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعني أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, in our everyday lives we tend to give more time, tend to give more attention and importance to those things which we find precious in our lives, to those things which have a value to us, to those things which are perhaps expensive. And likewise, those things which are not so important, then when we lose them, when it is damaged, for instance, then we might not give it a second thought. In exactly the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a list of things which He asks us to consider as important and precious, things which are of value, things that we should consider as very expensive in a sense. These things, these items are elements such as iman, such as faith. This is quite clearly the most important possession that we have, our iman, our belief in Allah and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, our sihah, our health. Again, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we only realize its importance when we are ill, when we see those people who are less fortunate than us, who are perhaps disabled in some way. And likewise, today's hadith is talking about another very important gift and blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the gift of time, the importance of time. Again, this is a great blessing and gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this hadith in particular, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking us to do what you can to ensure you do not waste this gift. In exactly the same way that Allah has given us iman and He's told us ways to safeguard our iman, to stay away from shirk, for instance, to be obedient to Allah, to be obedient to the Prophet, to read the Quran, to understand it. Likewise, sihah is very important, and again, Allah and His Messenger have told us ways to safeguard it, to protect our sihah, to eat certain foods, to stay away from certain foods. In exactly the same way, this gift of time that we have been given, our lives, this time that we have been given in this world, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us advice of how to adopt time management, to understand how best to spend your time. Before I actually read the hadith, it could be quite useful for the sake of to understanding this saying of the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give you an idea of what we find today in Western society. Quite typically, what we will hear people complain of and say is that they have no time, that they have run out of time, they do not have time, for instance, to go to their relative, they do not have time to look after their children, we do not have time for this task, we do not have time for that task. And people talk about how that there is no barakat left in time anymore, that blessing that there used to exist before, that we are always short of time. We never seem to meet people who talk about how much free time they have and how free they really are. Rather, most of the time, we talk about people who are always busy with work, who are always busy in the home, who are always busy with trying to earn money, and they talk about the lack of time that they have on their hands. And some interesting statistics, these are taken from 2 years ago, and these are official government statistics, and the statistics suggest that on average, a man will spend 2.5 hours per day watching TV. And the statistics for women is just slightly less, 2.25 hours a day is spent watching TV, on average that is. And likewise, the same statistics suggest that only 15 minutes a day is spent by an average man on childcare, looking after children, for instance. And likewise for women, the statistics aren't much better, it's only 32 minutes a day that they are spending on childcare. So a typical man will only spend 15 minutes looking after his children in a day, where he will spend 2.5 hours in front of the TV. And likewise, statistics from last year, they show again a similar trend that show where people are spending their time. And the statistics suggest that in 2006, the average person spent 41 entire days in front of the computer. If you work out the average, which is 164 minutes a day on the in front of the computer on the internet, for instance, then in total, that amounts to 41 days in a person's year you spend in front of a computer. So we often talk about time management and how we have less time, but yet at the same time, we seem to give more effort and more of our attention to watching TV and to some other types of leisurely activities. What is the actual words of the Prophet then? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni." That it is a sign of a good person's iman, of a good person's Islam, that he discards those things which do not concern him directly. If a certain task or a certain object does not directly bother that person, then he has no reason to spend his time with it. That a person should only be concerned and his time should only be spent doing those things which directly will benefit him. So for instance, if a certain task involves a person's iman, his own siha, the family's well-being, even in earning money, then those things are worthy things which a person should spend his time on. However, on the other hand, if it is just frivolous activities, which has no benefit in it whatsoever, then what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is that these kind of activities, a person should think twice about it. When a person tries to do this kind of amal, then he should think that how much benefit am I going to get out of it? How much of my time will be spent doing this? And how much will I actually acquire from this task? He should be spending his time doing those things which will actually bring him direct benefit. And this, when we act upon this hadith, that you only do those things which actually directly benefit you, then what you will find is people will have barakah in their times. They will have more time on their hands, rather than the complaint that we do not have any time with us. And I will just give one example, the example of the second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he was the Khalifa, when he was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, then as you know, the Islamic world had expanded throughout North Africa, through many areas of Asia, all over the Arab Peninsula. This actual kingdom, the Islamic kingdom, was very vast, and it covered a very large area, and this was all under the control of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Umar, in his role as Amirul Mu'mineen, this was not just one role. What we find is when we look at his life, is that when he was the Caliph, when he was the Amirul Mu'mineen, he had many tasks that he had to perform. For example, he was the Mufti of the time. People would come to him, ask him certain Masla'in Masail, some certain questions about religion. He was also the judge, the chief judge, you could say. So when there was a dispute amongst people, then Sayyidina Umar would be required to sit and to listen to these cases and to make a decision about them. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and during his reign as Caliph, he was also the chancellor, you could say. He was also in control of the financial affairs of the Ummah. He was also the leader of the cabinet. Remember that Sayyidina Umar, in the different areas of the Islamic world, he appointed different governors to look after those affairs, and those governors would be accountable to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And those governors, if they came across any difficulties in their areas, then they would report back to him and ask him for advice. Likewise, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also the commander-in-chief of the army. He was also in charge of the defense, and he was also in charge of military expeditions that took place. So you can begin to understand that Sayyidina Umar must have been a very busy person. You can imagine that he had so many different roles to perform. Yet we are told that despite the fact that he had so many different roles, despite the fact that he was the judge of the time, he was the mufti of the time, the alim of the time, the commander-in-chief, the head of the cabinet, all of these different roles, duties and responsibilities, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he still had the time to lead prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi 5 times a day. Despite all of his roles, he was still the Imam of the mosque. And quite easily he could have given this role to someone else and could have said that I am very busy and I have so many different responsibilities, and he could have asked someone else to lead Jama'ah prayer in Masjid al-Nabawi. He could have asked many of the companions to do this role. But yet we find that Sayyidina Umar had enough time that he could himself come to Masjid al-Nabawi, perform Salah and actually lead the prayer as well. And how and why was he able to do this? Because he acted upon this hadith, that his time was spent doing only those things which concerned him directly. And he did not fall into the trap of time wasting. He did not give much time and effort to those things which would not directly benefit him or his iman or his siha or his family. Rather, his time was spent serving the Islamic Ummah. His time was spent ensuring that every moment of his time was actually useful and beneficial in some sense. Now what this hadith is saying is not that your every single moment of your life should be spent in the mosque. It is not saying that every single moment of your life should be spent only on useful things and you should stop doing exercises, or you should stop, if you play football you should not play football or sports. Of course these things are all good, but they are good in small amounts. There are certain benefits of watching TV, and certain TV programs are actually commendable. But what this hadith is saying is not to completely switch off the TV, but it's saying that you should spend your time on the useful things, the useful programs perhaps, and that when you do sit in front of the TV, make sure that your other duties and responsibilities you have do not suffer as a result, that your family does not suffer, that your health or your own education and your ability to earn money does not suffer. So what this hadith is really telling us is that everything should be done in moderation. And remember, this is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time, we are only here for a short period, and this is a period of a test for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like everything else, will ask us about this gift on the Day of Judgment. And He will say that I gave you this precious gift, and how did you spend this gift? How did you ensure that most was made of this time that I gave you? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon the words of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to use our time wisely. Ameen. Wa ma alayna illa al-balaghul mubeen. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi.
Ameen.
Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma a'inna ala tilawati al-Qur'ani wa zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Rabbi ij'alni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyyati. Rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين